Frank Dukes is an expert on the issues of monuments and memorials. He's been involved in a number of projects and commissions in Charlottesville.
We have a project here called Transforming Community Spaces, which is intended to help institutions and communities that see they have these problematic spaces and they need to figure out ways to address them, how they can tell more complete histories.
Today's talk at JMU will focus on how Confederate monuments help reinforce different narratives of white supremacy and lessons that we can learn from Charlottesville and that can be applied everywhere, not just in the U.S. What does he hope will come out of today's conversation?
I hope people will recognize that many of our community spaces tell histories that are, in fact, incomplete and often outright falsehoods. Once we understand that, we're better able to understand why our communities look the way that they do, why we have so much racial segregation, why we have so many really pernicious and harmful racial disparities.
And what about the argument that removing one statue is a slippery slope to getting rid of many more?
I hope there'll be questions like that, because I can give three answers. One is, I don't think there's any statute of limitations on truth and honesty in history, so we're always learning new elements of that. A second one is that if you look at Monticello and Montpelier, you know, with Jefferson and James Madison and Highland, locally with James Monroe, they're all telling way different stories than they did just a couple decades ago, but nobody's talking about tearing down Monticello or tearing down Montpelier or tearing down Highland. And I think a third thing is, we're not celebrating Jefferson because he enslaved people. We're celebrating him for things like the Virginia Statute of Religious Freedom or the Declaration of Independence. So that's different than monuments that actually celebrate people whose renown comes from their work to continue slavery or whatever other problematic elements there are.
For WMRA News, I am Marguerite Gallerini.